Passion, freedom, knowledge. The Abstract Japan Podcast at abstractjapan.com.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and On This Tree Inc. proudly present No Borders, No Race, The World's J-Pop and Alternative Hotspot.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 260 of No Borders, No Race. I am your King David Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And today is the start of our best of 2020 shows. And, you know, despite the major shit show that 2020 was, there were still some good things about it, especially when it comes to the realm of Japanese animation. On today's show, we will be spinning various openings and ending themes from some of this year's most memorable anime. Many great shows, and even a couple of okay ones that had some banging tracks. Now, normally this is where I would start plugging away about Wicked Anime and its annual Wikis show, but as you may know, we are on hiatus, and on top of that, I've actually been the only one in the crew that's been keeping up with the seasonal shows. So, because of these factors, there will be no Wikis award show. However, we are discussing doing something year-end related, so please keep your eyes peeled on Wicked Anime's Facebook page when we've decided to do that. So, without further ado, let's start spinning some fantastic Anna songs. And if you would love to check out these shows that I will be talking about, you can find all of them on Crunchyroll, Verve, Funimation, HiDive, Hulu, and Netflix. Well, all except the third song that we're going to be spinning. You'll know what I'm talking about once you hear it. To open up this show, we're going to start off with a classic J-pop song that comes from one of the most beloved albums to be made in Japan. That album was A Long Vacation, and the anime that used this song was Funimation's Kakushigoto, a series about a mangaka that tried his best to keep his profession secret from his doting daughter. It was hilarious and heartfelt and was the true winner of anime in spring 2020. Here is the late great Eiichi Otaki with Kimi wa Tennen Shoku.
Oh, ところに止めておきましょう。しけた顔してたら当たりだって気づけない。
地球を釣るときはどうせなら裏側まで、
いつかゲットしちゃう魚フォーワン。
ブラジルざわざわな心じゃウキウキは揺れない。
ゴミは持ち帰る、釣ったものは食べる。
オナミコナミタプン、今日だってノービッシュジャパン。でも釣りやめられない。七色の海にフルキャストしよう。可能性無限大は広がって、飛び魚に乗って雲突き抜けるよ。まだまだこれから釣れないあなたもロマンロマン求め
Sumi Kawaida, Yu Sasahara, and Satomi Akisaka with Suri no Sekai e, the end theme to Funimation's Diary of Our Days at the Breakwater, a wonderful cute girls doing cute things anime about fishing from the masters of that craft, Dogokoba. And this won't be the only Dogokoba anime I feature in this playlist, no siri bob. And now, this past winter, the anime that was on everyone's filthy little minds was Interspecies Reviewers, a show that was so raunchy and lewd that Funimation wound up dropping its license because they couldn't post it on their streaming site without violating some decency laws. Fortunately, Right Stuff's adult label Critical Mass saved it from licensing limbo, and I highly recommend supporting its release because it's funny as hell. This is Junji Majima, Yusuke Kobayashi, and Miyu Tamita, aka Stunk, Zell, and Krim, with the filthy ending theme, Hanabira Onda.
いいことが好きです。全員まとめて出てこいや。
さあさあさあ、人間エルフに王権獣人魔族に妖怪天使に悪魔、
ぐんぐんやる気がもっこりのお客様方もらえてありがとうございます。
君は好きです。
ましょう。さあ男を磨きましょう。もう一度こすってこすって磨きましょう。さあ男を磨きましょう。今宵も絶景だ、ピンクの街並みだ。仲良く遊びましょう。花びら温度
いつついつもの女の子、
ここはどうだい。
お疲れ様です。お客様、あら、まだまだ元気なようですね。それなら2軒目はこちら、
とっておきありますよ。ゴーゴーヘル、
牛はパネマじゃないですから。
ゴーゴーヘル、
ハードなオッチョいけますよ。
ゴーゴーヘル、
サイトを見たで遠投無料。
3名様ご案内。
探しこいとしこいって鍛えましょう。さあ己を鍛えましょう。もう一丁しごいってしごいって鍛えましょう。さあ己を鍛えましょう。今宵も絶景だ、ピンクの街並みだ。仲良く遊びましょう。花びらお風呂、お祭りだどっこいしょ。はめ外せどっこいしょ。祭りさ、さあこすってこすって磨きましょう。さあ男を磨きましょう。もう一丁こすってこすって磨きましょう。
Churros, butterbeer, funnel cake, boysenberry. There's no food like theme park food. Eat the Magic is a YouTube series about theme park food in Southern California and maybe Florida. Eat the Magic is hosted by a childless millennial of real repute, Jared the Greek. Karens want him, Chaz wants to be him, no bothers given. Tune into our show Eat the Magic on YouTube. See our thirst for Dole Whip on Instagram at Eat the Magic. We'll see you real soon at the parks. Why? Because we like you.
Okay.
Asaka with I Believe What You Said, the end theme to Funimation's Higurashi, When They Cry, Go! A brand new season of one of the most iconic and infamous horror anime. And I'm very happy that they got Asaka to record the theme, as if you may recall from our interview with her a couple of years back, she herself is a huge fan of the horror genre. The series has been a great trip back to Hina Mizawa, filled with blood, guts, and even the cuter aspects of the series still intact. When it comes to the best couple of anime in 2020, there's no better choice than the duo of Nasa and Tsukasa, the stars of Crunchyroll's Tonikawa, Over the Moon for You. The creator of Hayate the Combat Butler has once again hit comedy gold with this series, as well as demonstrated how to be a very good and lovey-dovey couple. This is the opening theme to Tonikawa, performed by Tsukasa's voice actress Akari Kito, and it's called Koi no Uta.
Show coming to you live from Tokyo, Japan, a year-end special, and I'll be with my good friend Evan Borgald, and you can tune into the Mike Rogers Show. We play Japanese music, Japanese pop, Japanese, and you can win a bazillion dollars on this show. I don't know how you can, but maybe, you know, if you listen to the show, maybe you can somehow, maybe buy a raffle ticket or something. The Mike Rogers Show. Yes! Tune in! We're going to have our year-end top five countdown. It's going to be way cool. And you can hear more good songs just like this.
me from the inside out. You got me speechless. Open in my mouth. I was keeping you secret, but the word got out. You're fast, then you're slow. Why you cold, then you fold? You lit me up now. Take walls, come down. Yes, then you know, but I'm not letting go. Oh, oh. I'll be your contradiction.
Adaptation of Korean manhwa, The God of High School, had its flaws, but it did two things right. First off, the fight scene choreography was badass, which would then be emulated in the far better adaptation of Jujutsu Kaisen. Second, it had a baller opening theme, which you just heard. Accompanied by Tyler Carter, that was Keisuke with Contradiction. And now, we have the opening theme to the show that, in my honest opinion, was the best returning series of the year. That show was Aniplex and Funimation's intense rom-com, Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Not only did it turn up the hilarity, but it also managed to deliver a level of sweetness that I did not come to expect from one of the main four characters. You know who I'm talking about if you watched it. It also had an opening theme that was even better than the first seasons, with Masayuki Suzuki returning the swoon like he always does. Accompanied by Ali Suzuki, no relation, this is Daddy Daddy Do.
Daddy Daddy Do, hoshi no sa, anata no subete ga. Ai ni takaru, kira kira, moete shimaitai. ゲナ気質でワンツースリー目線そらして、ずるいよね。ホテルダス僕の気持ち持って遊ぶみたいで、追いかけちゃダメなのは分かってる。でも無理さ、一度踏み出せば戻れなくて、仮面は脱ぎ捨てていけない。 欲しいのさ、あなたの全てが騙されたらそれでもいい。もっと震わせて見せてくれ、僕だけに笑顔の裏まで。愛にたかるギラギラ燃えてしまいたい。
除などしない No 二度と会えない人だから後悔にくれるのなら恋の火に焼かれたい。わざとでしょ流し目が愛しさを刺激する。そっと振り返る美しさに心は掴まれて、呼吸が止まって遊びが街になる。ダディダディドゥ、ぶつけたい想いの全てを。嫌いなものだけじゃなくて危険な願いも止めないで、その声が僕を連れて行く。愛にたかるキラキラ燃えてしまいたい。あなただけという唇が優しく微笑むたび飲み込まれて誘われて、道の世界連れて。ダディダディドゥ、最後まであなたに委ねて、壊れるならそれでもいい、もっと食わせて。心の奥まで愛に抱かれ、キラキラ燃えたい。命果てる夜明けまで。
それではさあ語りましょうか、なんだぜ。未来も階段上にさ伝わる影、非現実に混ざる甘い果実。ハイハイ再三変で聞かせたって四白なってもできちゃいないな。所詮はわず話もう衆の現実。今日天空ごと朝日の晩昔を沸かさる大鏡見せまずなじ七つの手風前で未完成だから書いてるんだ。招く言葉や言わずにかざして笑う嘘の仮面をかぶって、誰かのために傷ついた罪と罰のその狭間、誰もいないあの場所にはきっといるんだ。さあ語りましょうか、飲めて。
しのポーズ設定つかさどる運命の先一度変えたんだからまた変えてやろうぜ
Knock on the third bathroom stall and call him by name, and he will appear. Funimation's Toilet-Bound Hanako-kun was the delightful humorous scare that we needed, while Gegege no Kitaro was wrapping things up at the same time. You just heard its opening theme, number 7, performed by the Chibaku Shonen Band. Lerche always does an amazing job emulating the look of their manga adaptations, and this was quite possibly their most gorgeous work yet. When it comes to studios that brought their A-game this year, it was Silver Link that surprised everyone. In the spring of 2020, they made us laugh and feel with Crunchyroll's My Next Life as a Villainess, All Routes Lead to Doom. And great news, it's coming back for a second season. Here to delight you classically are Angela with their opening theme, Otome no Route wa Hitotsu Janai.
From issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube, Phil's Recap and Review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there, if you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Was once again in the summer with Aniplex and Crunchyroll's The Misfit of Demon King Academy. which brought more hilarious invincibility than, well, season 2 of One Punch Man. You just heard Civilian with Sekai Fusekai, the anime's opening theme. No word on whether or not that's getting another season, but considering how it wrapped up the first one, it kinda doesn't need it. Okay, now we're diving into something that I'm personally familiar with. Radio production, with Funimation's spring series Wave, Listen to Me. Despite some of the more questionable jokes that made certain members of the LGBT community facepalm, the series demonstrated the humorous side of doing a very, very late night radio show with a woman who is as unhinged as she is unapologetic. This is the opening theme by Takaka, and it's called Aranaki.
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life. And hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I think this is great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think your business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
Here there was no beating Hina Kino's Ukami Blues from Crunchyroll's Seten Academy Join the Pack. And what I really love about this song is how, if you listen closely, you can hear Kino-san trying her hardest not to laugh while singing it. It is a delight, and the show was very funny too. Very underrated during that season. Now, we were all surprised that we were getting a sequel series to Rumiko Takahashi's iconic Inuyasha. And we were also surprised by just how good it was. Viz Media's Yashahime, Princess Half-Demon story that follows the daughters of Inuyasha and Sesshomaru, have been a wonderful nostalgic trip back to the feudal era. But its end theme is one of the most gorgeous anime songs to grace 2020. Here is Ulu with Break. Trigger brought the furry fury with the fun and surprisingly poignant BNA, Brand New Animal, which you can find on Netflix. Featuring Amy, that was Shin Sakiura with the end theme, Night Running. As usual, the show was filled with style, attitude, and a delightful bunch of characters. Its conclusion may have felt a little rushed, but overall, it was another great anime from Trigger. And now, you got ourselves a bit of a problem. The title character of this series has something that I would like to refer to as Runaway Penis Syndrome. Of course, I'm talking about the laugh-out-loud riot that was Sentai Filmworks' Peter Grill in The Philosopher's Time. Junk spunk be damned, this was one of those shows that made everyone just say, well, fuck you, it's funny. Singing the opening theme is Yui Ninomiya, who also plays Peter's fiance, Luvelia. It's Sura Nuite Yutsu.
でも恋もしない反省やめて開き直る
People behind Pop Team Epic were making a new show, I was kind of ready to expect an epic shitstorm. But color me surprised by Funimation's anime live-action hybrid Gal and Dino, which is both funny and shockingly adorable. You just heard its opening theme, Kyoryo Agamizawa, performed by Kyoryo Friends, the anime's voice cast. It had its weird parts, but overall, this show warmed the cockles of my heart in ways that I did not expect it to. Now, I'm a big, big sucker for all things Sherlock Holmes, and Funimation's Moriarty the Patriot scratches every itch I have when I need a fix. It has the coolness of Moffat's Sherlock with the classical and exciting feel of Guy Ritchie's two Holmes films, and its opening theme captured the dark and mystique of William James Moriarty beautifully. Here is Kazuko Hatanaka with Dying Wish.
Sumi wo kakushite tadayou mist, nigiri shimeru wa sabakin mist, yatsura wo umeru himitsu no shist, sore ga kimi e no dying wish. Suki wo sette wo kuchimasu feel.誰かの泣き声を Sit or sit to catch another feel 貼り付けて One love Body は痛みのないデストピア花は咲かない虐げられたままその手をこまねいているようにさ終わりを始めようその魂守るために壊せ目覚めるのさ心よみがえる When do you like No the cry 同じ夢の生贄いつか焼かれようとも自由はとこしえを変えてく答えを消す街に溢れる芝居をメス嘘で燃やして Forever Fest Sit to sit to catch another scene 汚した手のひらで Sit to sit to catch another scene 秘密の文字を書く Body は響き渡る Euphoria 闇の革命誰もが鎖を引きちぎるさ新しい幕開けその涙止めるために流せ振り切るのさ心満たされ
Pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
目覚せよ快眠か血とれ網いざ夢の世界へ理想の眠りを求めてさあ始めよう Oh yes 私は囚われの姫魔王の城の中で
year, no show made me laugh as hard while feeling the understanding of what everybody needed in 2020. A goddamn nap. That was the queen of sleep, Inori Minase, with Kaimen Anmen Cielis Seikatsu, the opening theme to Dokukoba's comedic magnum opus, Sleepy Princess in the Demon Castle, now streaming on Funimation. This was the brightest, funniest, and above all, best anime of 2020. Although there are a couple of shows that aired this year that will indeed stand the test of time far longer, Princess Cialis' quest for a good night's sleep represents everything we've all been striving for during this COVID pandemic, election year, and civil unrest. She is us, goddammit, and there's no way you're going to tell me otherwise. Sorry, didn't mean to get on my soapbox there. I promised you I would be putting that away for the time being, but yes, Sleepy Princess in the Demon Castle is a true highlight for anime in 2020. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos from the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com, like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade, and follow us on b3crew.tumblr.com. And you can follow me, Your King Baby Duck, on Twitter, the J-pop, video games, anime, amino pages, Instagram, and Twitch at King Baby Duck ESH. Don't forget to give some love to our friends at Black Compat, which you can find at blackcompat.com, twitch.tv/blackcompat, and youtube.com/blackcompat. Our next episode will be our top J-pop albums of 2020. Please look forward to that. I will say that this particular episode will feature a song that could have easily been in this anime one as well, and I am fairly certain that you all know what I'm talking about. But how do I end this special anime of 2020 episode? Well, how about with the greatest vocalist of all time? Netflix's Great Pretender was a fantastic show about the art of the con. And there was no better song to choose to end each episode than with Freddie Mercury's beloved rendition of a Platters classic. Here's the Forever Queen frontman with his take on The Great Pretender. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps.
Oh yes, I'm the Great Pretender. But no one can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to dream all alone. Like a crown, pretend that you're still around. Yeah. Ooh, to hear when I feel what my heart can't conceive. A crown, pretend that you're pretending that you're still around.
guys, this is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo, from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bash Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.